and the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden. Episode 2, Luck of the Irish.
Hi, Brian. I'm back early. The speaker didn't show up. Meeting was cancelled.
Claire!
Brian? What is the meaning of this?
Nothing, honestly. Nothing.
You were pretty damn quick to turn that television off.
Okay, Claire, you caught me. I was watching porn. Bit embarrassing. I'm not proud of it, but there you go. I guess it's just a guy thing.
Brian, give me the remote control.
Why? I told you I was watching porn.
Hand it over. Thank you.
Please.
Given enough space, this will get to 250 miles an hour. And that...
Top Gear. You were watching Top Gear?
Claire, I can explain...
Oh, save your excuses, Brian. You disgust me.
The thing is, Claire, it's beginning to depress me. Worse, to revolt me.
Oh. Take your time, Megan. Here's a tissue.
Thanks. I'm sorry. It's just all my efforts seem so hopeless, so pointless, so futile, and my frustration is turning into bitterness and hatred and rancour.
Megan, I have been in and around social work offices for most of my adult life, and if I've learnt one thing, it is this. That you must only try and change those things that can be changed.
And this will never change.
No.
Oh, but Claire, it took me ages to draw up that office washing up rota.
Well, it was a complete waste of time.
And I used coloured crayons.
More fool you.
Dirty pigs, there's been a soup bowl in that sink for 2 months.
A team meeting?
Come in, Ray. Libby.
Cheers. Claire, can I leave early today? Jermaine has flown over from Australia, so, you know, I've got to pick her up from the airport.
I thought you'd split up with Jermaine.
Yeah, so did I. What part of crawl away and leave me alone, you emotionally parasitical homunculus, did she not understand?
Probably the bit about the homunculus.
Where is Helen?
Oh, she's just coming. She's in one of her funny moods.
Why?
She had her head chopped off last night.
Again?
Yeah, third time this week.
Let me guess. Anne Boleyn.
Close. Lady Jane Grey.
Sorry I'm late.
Okay, let's get a move on. I'm a little bit pressed for time.
I was only queen for 9 days.
Helen, I told you before, please, can you leave your past lives outside?
Just 18 years old. Some say I was a pawn to the political power brokers, others that I was a martyr to the Protestant cause, but there is one thing that I'm sure of. Helena Bonham Carter played me in the film.
Hey, Helen, what I don't get is, when you regress into your past lives, you're always someone famous. You know, Cleopatra, Marie Antoinette, Florence Nightingale, Mary Queen of Scots, Elizabeth I. And that's only in the 2 weeks I've been here.
I know. Ptolemy, my psychic, is a genius. The other chap I went to could only make me a 13th century serf.
Well, he must be clever, given that Elizabeth I and Mary Queen of Scots were alive at the same time.
Oh, he is clever. Worth £200 an hour of anyone's money.
What? Enough! This is a team meeting, not Britain's Most Haunted.
I saw a ghost once, but then it could have been a cow.
Megan!
Sorry.
First off, meeting room, 3 p.m. Tuesday. I shall be presenting my conflict resolution workshop. Attendance is compulsory.
Why?
Because that prat Derek from upstairs says he's going to present his conflict resolution workshop at the same time, in the same room, and I want backup when it all kicks off.
Yeah, right on, Claire.
Yes, okay, yes, Helen, you want to say something?
You know Duncan, the scruffy chap, comes in here sometimes to use the legal aid services.
Oh, the drug dealer.
That's the point. He feels the term drug dealer carries negative overtones. He wants to be known by a new title, Neighbourhood Oblivion Provider.
Yeah, I don't think so.
I said I'd ask. I know his mother.
Ray?
Just to say that after months of training, I shall be running the marathon on Sunday. All sponsorship gratefully received. There's an envelope for pledges and cash pinned to the notice board.
You want us to give you money?
Well, yes.
For running a marathon?
Yes.
But you're only doing the one.
I tell you, that bloody Eddie Izzard has spoilt it for everybody.
Lastly, it is Local History Week, and the council has commandeered the entrance hall to stick up a crappy display. Pointless pain in the neck, guaranteed to get in everyone's way and on everyone's nerves, but thought I'd better warn you.
I don't think it's pointless.
What isn't?
History. You know, where you come from. It informs who you are.
Libby's right. For example, my family's descended from the Campbell clan, massacred by the MacDonald clan at Culloden, and we Campbells have hated the MacDonalds to this day. Hang on, it's the other way round. We Campbells massacred the MacDonalds. Actually, come to think of it, I might be a MacDonald.
I can top that. One of my ancestors was none other than Black Jack of Ballarat.
Who?
The notorious outback bandit and bushwhacker. You know, Blackjack was a criminal innovator. He wore a bucket on his head years before Ned Kelly. Kelly just stole the idea and improved it by putting some eye holes in it. Hey, how about you, Ray? You descended from anyone famous?
Well,
come on out with it, Tiger. Come on.
Sounds like boasting.
Oh, come on, Ray, tell us.
Well, actually, Churchill.
No.
Yes.
Never.
It's true.
How can it be?
It just is. The wartime Prime Minister, not the dog off the insurance advert.
Say, what about you, Claire?
Team meeting finished. Over. Out you go, for crying out loud. It's not social club.
You have surpassed yourself, Gnarly. This is delicious.
Thank you, Brian. It's a dish from my village. I adapted for vegetarians as best I can, but you don't know what you're missing from the original recipe. It's the head of a baby lamb staring at you from the end of the skewer. The children love it. They fight over who gets to suck the eyes, you know?
It's very good, Gnarly.
Oh, Claire, come on. Don't let it bother you.
I can't help it. Libby is right. Your history informs who you are, and I come from a long line of white, Anglo-Saxon, middle-class nonentities who never dared travel outside their home counties.
Well, I thought your grandfather was a Geordie coal miner.
Well, he was, sort of.
Sort of?
He was an extra in Billy Elliot.
You lied!
I embellished. He was also a Cyberman in Doctor Who, and I kept quiet about that as well.
Loads of people aren't descended from anyone exotic or famous. I'm not, Simon's not, Gnarly's not.
I am. I have royal blood. I'm descended from 15th century Carpathian King Vlad the Promiscuous. But where I come from, everybody is.
If you looked hard enough, Claire, you'd find somebody interesting.
And Vlad the Promiscuous, he was brother of Vlad the Impaler, twin sons of Vlad the Unimaginative.
And, you know, even if you didn't, you'd still be interesting enough for me.
That's not the point, Brian.
Surely I've heard of Vlad the Impaler. He used to sit his victims on the sharpest of wooden stakes. The weight of their bodies would slowly push them down, driving the point up through the anus, the bowels, the chest, the throat, and eventually out through the mouth. More kebab, anyone?
Morning, Nolly. Yeah. You seen Brian?
He hasn't come to breakfast yet.
That's a very nice song, Gnarly. Look at my son's face. He actually loves it.
Oh, it's a famous ballad from my country. The words are very beautiful. It's written by our nation's most celebrated poet. They go, Scaramouche, Scaramouche, will you do the fandango? Thunderbolt, lightning, very, very frightening. Obviously, it loses something translated into English.
Good morning, everyone.
Did you get up early, Brian?
I never went to bed. I've been up all night on the computer, and I have a little gift for you, Claire.
What is this?
It's your family tree. I've been researching it for you, trying to find if there's anybody interesting in there.
And did you?
No. Because I was looking in the wrong place, but then I started cross-referencing with the electoral registers.
And you found something?
No. Oh. But then I went into the national census records.
I hate to ask.
Nothing. And then I went onto YouTube.
YouTube?
To look at that skateboarding duck everybody's on about.
Yes, I see him. He's very funny, Dad.
He's wearing a little crash helmet, isn't he?
Nice. Funny.
Look, I've had enough of this. I'm going to work.
No, don't go. Look here. I was about to give up when I spotted something.
Out with it.
On a small twig of a minor branch of your family tree, illegitimate and several times removed, but there he is, Patrick Paddy O'Riordan.
Irish.
Born Dublin, 1906.
I'm Irish.
Well, that's all I know about him so far.
Oh, Brian! Oh, thank you so much!
Happy to oblige, Claire. And a great big top of the morning to you.
Don't take the piss, Brian. We have suffered centuries of it. Goodbye.
Trust me, Ray, it was so real, it has to be true.
Sorry, Helen, I'm just not convinced.
Well, you should have been there last night. Ptolemy regressed me back, and you'll never guess who I was. Amy Johnson.
The aviator?
Oh, was she an aviator? Ptolemy said she invented floor polish, but she probably did both.
Morning, all.
Morning, Libby. How's Jermaine? Did she have a good flight?
Of course not, silly mare. I've told her not to eat the complimentary figs on the Dubai stopover.
Runny bottom?
Like a fire hydrant. Yeah, I've left her in bed wrapped in plastic ground sheet.
Tanks and guns came to take away us. Everyone will stand behind the man behind the wire.
What's up with her?
Take a seat, Megan.
Thanks for seeing me, Claire. It's about Mrs. Rivers, my elderly client in Derrington Road. I've arranged for a chiropodist to make a home visit, but she won't let her into the house. And we had the same problem with the hairdresser I arranged for her. I think Mrs. Rivers is actually quite nervous, but she presents aggressively.
Well, it's certainly a problem. Sure it is.
I beg your pardon?
I'm sure it's a problem, which we have to address, sure enough.
Right. Are you okay, Claire?
That I am, Megan. Would you like a cup of tea in your hand?
What?
A cup of tea?
I won't.
You will.
I won't.
You will.
For the advice, Claire, I'll get on to it.
No problem, Megan. Oh, and Megan?
Yes, Claire?
May you find yourself in heaven before the devil knows you're dead, sure enough.
I'm going now, Claire.
What did we tell you?
Good grief, you're right, it's scary. What's going on with Claire?
She's playing silly Begoras, that's what. It's been getting worse as the day goes on.
I went in to see her. I thought she was going to start river dancing.
And did you see her face at lunch when I asked if she wanted a potato?
Can I have a quick word, guys? I've had a really great idea. Who's free this Saturday for a party at my place?
Oh, yes, nice please. One. Yeah, Bree, what are we celebrating?
St. Patrick's Day.
In June?
Yes, in June. Yes, because I didn't know I was Irish in March, did I?
Claire, I've got something to tell you.
Shh.
It's just that,
I'm reading.
Still on page one, then?
Yes.
In 3 days.
Yes, well, if you stopped interrupting, I might make it to page two, eventually.
Yeah, there are other Irish books apart from Ulysses.
It is my heritage. Okay, Brian. It's worth working at. Is there a film?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, thank God for that. So, Brian, what did you want to...
Well, about the St. Patrick's Day party. I had a word with the neighbours. Mm-hmm. Truth is, not too happy with the idea of us painting a mural on the side of our house.
Well, fair enough. It was a bit ambitious. I'll take the green paint back to the shop. Mm-hmm. Oh, and Brian, on the catering front, is it Welsh people who eat seaweed, or is it us, Irish?
I think it's the Welsh.
Damn. Already ordered it from Waitrose.
Also, I'm afraid the traditional Irish Cayley band has had to cancel. Their agent double booked them to perform at a bar mitzvah.
But we can have our own entertainment, Brian. That is the Irish way. Oh, gosh, isn't this so exciting? Tracing my Irish roots. I should have known, you know, in retrospect, it's completely obvious. You know how easily I burn.
Well, if you think that's exciting, get a load of this. I've done a little bit more research on Uncle Patrick.
Podrick. Can you give him his Gaelic name?
Anyway, it turns out that he probably didn't die in Ireland. Get this. His records came to an abrupt halt in Spain, 1936.
So?
Come on, Claire, Spain, 1936.
You are joking.
That's right, the Spanish Civil War.
Should we have another go, shall we, Megan? Maybe if I do it a bit slower, maybe at least a bit less of an angle. No, this one's not worked either.
Honestly, Claire, I don't have to have Guinness.
Yeah, you do, Megan, because it's all we've got.
This song, it's rather familiar.
Val Doonican. Knew it was a mistake having Gnarly organise the music. Hello, Ray! Guinness?
Oh, don't mind if I do. Oh, no.
Oh, sorry, Ray. Sorry, someone must have shaken this one off.
Another pint of your finest froth, please, barmaid.
Look, if you can do any better, Brian, you're welcome to try.
Sorry. Good party, Claire?
Yeah. People are really up for the crake.
The what?
The crake. You wouldn't understand. It's an Irish thing.
Oh, you mean the crack? It's spelt crake, but it's pronounced crack.
And suddenly you're an expert on my heritage.
Yeah, well, Brian is an Irish name.
Yes, and Clare is an Irish county, so na-na-na-na-na-na.
So, you don't want to hear about my research into Uncle Porrick?
Oh, yes, of course I do.
Well, nothing yet, but I'm expecting an important email from Trinity College Dublin. It could be a breakthrough. I'm going to have to keep checking my computer.
Okay, well, go on then, don't let me keep you. Where is Gnarly with those seaweed vol-au-vent? The curse of Cromwell upon her.
Hi, Claire.
Helen, I'm so glad you could make it. Who's your friend in the caftan?
Well, I hope you don't mind, but I brought along my psychic, Ptolemy.
Not at all. 'Tis said in Athlone that a stranger is just a friend you haven't made yet. It's nice to meet you, Ptolemy. Ptolemy? Something wrong?
Oh, don't worry, Claire. This is what he does when he's channeling. But whatever you do, you mustn't disturb him while he's in his trance-like state.
Why not?
It pisses him off.
Oh, hang on. He's coming back. Oh, goodness me, are you okay? Can I get you anything?
Oh, just a glass of water and a gin and tonic, ice and a slice. I wonder if you've got any crisps. I'm absolutely famished whenever I journey beyond the curtain of mortality. Oh, is this your house?
Yeah, it is.
Oh, was it built on a plague site or something?
I don't think so. Why?
Because it's absolutely teeming with ghosts. I can see the dead walking amongst us. The spirits of tormented souls are writhing in every corner. Nice wallpaper, mind.
Habitat.
Oh, it's always worth spending that little bit extra, isn't it?
Ptolemy is fine-tuned to the spirit world.
It's a burden and a curse. You can't see them, can you? Believe me, they're everywhere. Oi! Cheeky mugs, eh? I think they own the place.
Great party, Claire.
Well, thank you, Libby. Didn't you bring Jermaine?
Yeah, sort of. She's upstairs in the bedroom with a bottle of vodka buried under a pile of coats. I left her sobbing a little heart out fit to burst because I told her the relationship is over. I didn't love her. I don't even like her. And I never want to see her again.
Yeah, well, you know, sometimes you do have to tell it out straight.
Yeah, that's what I did. Though maybe I shouldn't have had sex with her first.
Oh, whoa! Everybody! Look, he's arrived! It's the priest! Excuse me. Father, somebody get the priest some alcohol.
Libby, let me introduce my psychic, Ptolemy.
Ah, g'day, pleased to meet you.
Wait. Well, hang on. I'm picking something up. Oh, you're not from round here, are you?
That is uncanny.
Helen, he is good.
I know. That's why we're going into business together.
You know, and actually a lot of people think it's pronounced crake because of the spelling. But you ask any Irish person and they'll tell you it's actually crack.
Claire, please, a word?
Oh, forgive me, Father. Oh, bet you've never heard that before. Help yourself to another drink. Oh, you have. What is it, Gnarly?
The music is okay, because if you want, I put something more contemporary, like Daniel O'Donnell or even the Nolans.
No, it's fine. Gnarly, where have you been?
In the garden, watching the hurling.
I never organised any hurling in the garden.
No? Tell that to the guests who ate the seaweed vol-au-vents.
Have you seen Brian?
He told me he's going upstairs to check his emails. Claire, I'm going to have a break soon. I'm exhausted.
Exhausted? Come on, Gnarly. Exhausted from carrying around a tray with a few nibbles on it.
No, it's not a tray. It's carrying baby Thomas around on my back. He wears a ton these days.
Oh, Gnarly, I looked up the Irish equivalent of Thomas on the internet. Would you mind calling him by it from now on?
Sure, what is it?
It's Thomas, but without the H.
Okay, I'll do my best.
Mickey Riley,
Hello, I'm Ray. You must be Ptolemy.
Oh, that's right. I hope you don't mind me asking, but are you dead or alive?
Sorry?
Oh, it's just the people with your complexion make it hard to tell.
I'm very much alive, thank you.
Ray, it would seem Helen and Ptolemy are going into business with Helen's money.
Honestly, Ray, as soon as Ptolemy suggested it, it just made complete sense. With his psychic abilities and my money, there's nothing we can't achieve.
Oi, you in the suit of armour, put your head back on. You're not impressing anyone.
Helen, you haven't got any money.
Oh, obviously, I will have to sell the house.
Look who it is, Ava Perron. What are you doing here?
Now, I know you from somewhere.
Believe me, I'm very good with faces. I'd know if we've met.
Oh, we've met, all right. Only you didn't call yourself Ptolemy then. You've also made a couple of changes to your appearance. But it's definitely you.
Get us a drink, would you, Helen? There's a Roman centurion in my way. He's not budging for anyone.
Brian, there you are. This has to be the best party ever. And none of this would have happened if it hadn't been for you. I wouldn't be at all surprised, Brian, if you don't find your own personal Celtic tiger between the sheets tonight, if you get my drift. Grrr. Me, Brian, I mean me.
Yeah, great. Look, sorry, Claire, I'm a bit distracted. I'll close down the laptop and come down if you want.
Irish parties, so much fun. Imagine how it would have been if somebody had died. So
what?
Did the email you were waiting for arrive?
Yes, but I really don't think now is the time.
Come on, Brian, what was in it?
Well, a bit more background information, his military record, the date of his death, and a couple of photos.
Some photos!
Now, I think I know what's going on here. We have met, but it was in a past life. You were a roundhead, if I remember rightly, and I was a cavalier.
Okay, drop the act. I know exactly who you are.
You've got the wrong person, mate. Lovely chatting, but you'll have to excuse me. Hey, my knick aftan, spun silk, that is. Me mother sewed the moons on.
You're not going anywhere.
Get your hands off me.
Your little game is over.
Let me down! Let me down!
Okay, Libby, let him down.
Okay, mate. All right, mate. So how do you want to play this?
You leave this house now. You don't come back. You don't bother Helen again.
And if I don't want to go?
We're calling the police.
All right, I'm going. I'm going. I do remember you, mate. Hastings, 97, right?
That's right.
Thought so. I never forget a face.
Now clear off. And good riddance.
Why, Ray, you butch old queen. Hey, you'd have guessed it.
Yeah, it's the ex-army, me. I was obliged to leave because my sexuality supposedly undermined morale. But even the CO had to admit that for the month I was there, the regiment had a skip in its step.
Well, Mr. So-called Ptolemy, yeah, he's gone now. You can come out from behind me.
Thanks, that's good.
So, what happened in Hastings 1997?
Nothing. I made it all up. Never saw him before in my life.
Where's Ptolemy?
Oh, he's a con man, Helen. Ray called his bluff and he's scarpered.
I was only thinking of you, Helen. I'm sorry.
Oh. Although, to be honest, I was having my suspicions. Last week, when I regressed back as Wallace Simpson, he kept asking me about Gromit.
Seriously, Claire, I don't think now is the time to
do... Nonsense, now is the ideal time. Gather round, everybody! I've got someone I really want to introduce you all to. Gnarly? Gnarly, can you turn off Daniel O'Donnell? Oh. No, we're going to put it back on in a minute.
Hooray!
Okay, everybody, round the laptop. Can you all see?
Claire,
just
please.
Just turn on the laptop, will you please, Brian? And just, can we go into your emails? Okay, now some of you have probably been thinking, Claire is behaving a little Irish. Sure enough, she is. Well, Brian, bless him, has been investigating my genealogy, and he's found out that I have an Irish ancestor. Mr. Patrick Paddy O'Riordan. And here we've got some photographs. And there he is. He's about 14. He's looking very serious. He's probably anxious about partition. Here's Patrick's young man. He's got young Colleen on his arm, whose Irish eyes definitely smiling on her hero. Patrick, grown to manhood at Dublin Docks, 1936. about to sail to Spain with his brave comrades. Oh, look at them. Look at them all cheerfully waving at the camera, rather stiffly, with the same arm. They're not waving, are they, Brian?
No, they're not waving.
Brian, why didn't you tell me?
I tried to. I was waiting for a better time.
Patrick Paddy O'Riordan, he was a fascist.
Yes, he was.
He was a fascist who died in Spain fighting to crush democracy.
Actually, no. Interestingly enough, he survived the Civil War, but was subsequently killed serving with the Waffen-SS in Russia.
A lot better. Good old Uncle Patrick.
Sorry to poop the party, everyone. Jermaine's just spewed on all your coats.
I've cleared up all the empty cans, Claire, and put them in the recycling.
Thank you, Nolly.
I'm sorry the party was not such a success that you hoped. I'm sorry you're sad. Perhaps I can cheer you up with a funny joke I heard the other day. How do you confuse a Kosovan? Put a shovel against the wall and tell him to take his pick.
Nolly, I don't think Claire wants to hear that sort of joke. This is a time for sensitivity.
I was being sensitive. I changed it from Irishman.
Some other time, Nolly.
Okay, I don't need telling twice, I go.
Look, I'm sorry that things didn't turn out how you wanted, Claire.
It's okay, Brian. Besides, I have learnt an important lesson here. Yeah? The past is important, of course it is. But the present is what really counts. And whilst your ancestors can show you where you come from, only you can decide where you're going.
Can you repeat, please, the last bit? I didn't really understand.
Nolly, could you leave us alone, please?
From now on, Brian, I'm happy just being me.
Good on you.
You know, to hell with family trees. You know, waste of time. I'm completely finished with them.
If you're sure.
Yeah, I'm sure. Why do you ask?
Oh, it's just nothing. Forget it.
Brian?
Well, I did a bit more research into your family, but on the other side, your mother's side. Cut a long story short, an offshoot of the family appears in Merthyr Tydfil around 1850. Itinerant weavers, the youngest daughter of which was seduced by a choir master, and they had a child called Lara, from whom you are descended.
I'm part Welsh.
That's right, Claire. You're part Welsh.
Do me a favour, would you, Brian? Let's keep that between ourselves.
You have been listening to Claire in the Community by Harry Venning and David Ramsden, starring Sally Phillips, Nina Conti, Alex Lowe, Richard Lumsden, Lisa Tarbuck, Sarah Kendall and Philip Pope. The producer was Katie Tyrrell.